morning.
Good morning.
Just want to share with you a book, which I guess was somewhat of an inspiration for this morning's talk. The book is by Shoto Harada, a fairly well-known Zen master, and it's called Moon by the Window, The Calligraphy and Zen Insights of Shoto Harada. And it contains calligraphy by him. And in the back of the book, there's both the English translation and the Japanese translation. So you have this calligraphy and then a commentary on the calligraphy. And it's all beautiful. By the way, I've used any number of quotes, little poems, and haiku. With all due respect to those who have written them, I've forgotten to write the names down. I think the first two are Babasho. A cuckoo calls, and through the great bamboo grove, I see the moon. This took place this past winter. On a frigid winter night, bundled with a down jacket, scarf, and wool cap, I went outside to walk Oliver, the family dog. The sky was crystal clear. I looked up into the sky, and there was a full moon, brighter than the nearby street light. For several seconds, everything, including my mind, stopped. There was just moon. The following morning, the moon hung full and low in the eastern sky. Even though the moon appears silent and still, it is very much alive and taking many forms, from full to crescent. It could be seen as a perfect expression of the way. One moon taking many forms. If we practice Zazen faithfully and long enough, we eventually realize that while all things have their individual expression, they are at the very same time one whole. The sky clears, and the moon and the snow are one color. The experience of this truth we have named enlightenment. Dogen writes of the moon reflected on the water to beautifully express this realization. Enlightenment is like the moon reflected on the water. The moon does not get wet, nor is the water broken, although its light is wide and great. The moon is reflected even in a puddle an inch wide. The whole moon and the entire sky are reflected in one dewdrop on the grass. We should remember, though, that literary expressions, no matter how beautiful, should not be confused with the truth itself. This is a familiar quote. It has been said that all instruction is but a finger pointing at the moon, and that those who gaze upon the pointer will never see beyond. So we must be free to see the moon directly. One evening, looking at the full moon, her mind ceased and there was just moon. Next, any notion of moon dropped away. There was no longer any description or any describer. There was no separation. She and the moon were one. As soon as she begins to recount her experience, she is then creating the finger pointing at the moon. Shoto Harada said, "Our original nature is deep and clear and bright. One who, when seeing, becomes the seeing, becomes the hearing, and who becomes the very thing itself is an eternal Buddha. To what shall I liken the world? Moonlight reflected in dewdrops, shaken from a crane's bill." Moonlight reflected in dewdrops, shaken from a crane's bill. So I'd like to end with the following poem titled Full Moon Zazen. There's a full moon tonight. I sat outside for Zazen. The sky was clear and the air was crisp. Everything in my garden had a silver sheen to it. Wind rustled softly through the leaves. Geese honked, and I heard their wings cutting the air. A bird chirped somewhere in the shrub. A woman walked past and called out for her dog. I heard a car starting and driving away. Some small animal moved on the ground not far from me. The air felt cold in my nose, and it cleared my mind. And so each one of these things that is described is a slice of our original nature. Thank you.